Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Rossari Biotech Limited earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Ayesha Shah from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Rossari Biotech Limited Q4 and FY23 earnings conference call. We have with us Mr. Edward Menezes, Promoter and Executive Chairman, Mr. Sunil Chari, Promoter and Managing Director, Mr. Ketan Sablok, Group Chief Financial Officer, and Ms. Mansi Nizal, Chief Financial Officer. We will begin the call with the opening remarks from the management, following which we will have the forum open for question-and-answer session. Before we start, I would like to point out that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the earnings presentation shared with you earlier. I would now like to invite Mr. Edward Menezes to make his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our Q4 and FY23 earnings call to discuss the operating and financial performance for the quarter. I hope you all had the opportunity to go through our results presentation, which provides details of our operational and financial performance. We are pleased to report a healthy finish to the year, with our standalone revenues increasing by 11.3% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. While we faced several challenges during the year, we believe we have successfully addressed them and are now better positioned to deliver consistent growth going forward. Throughout the past year, we faced significant volatility in the price of raw materials, which resulted in some business disruptions. However, by focusing on our inherent strengths, we were able to onboard several new customers, which have helped us grow our revenues on a sequential basis. Despite the challenges presented by market fluctuations, we have continued to prioritize our mission of offering high-quality, sustainable products to our customers while remaining agile in response to changing market conditions. Since our inception, we have remained dedicated to the advancement of sustainable and environmentally friendly chemicals. This sustainability focus is an integral part of our strategy, and we have continuously seeded a range of eco-friendly products with several customers in our base industries such as HPPC, textiles, and AHN, as well as in emerging sectors for us such as paints, paper, water treatment, agrochemicals, and others. With a growing global demand for sustainable solutions, we are optimistic about commercializing our investments in this space going forward. Overall, our strong financial position, strengthened product portfolio, adequate capacities, and other inherent strengths provide a solid foundation for us to deliver healthy financial and operational performance in the coming years. We remain committed to delivering long-term value to all our stakeholders while maintaining our market position as a top provider of intelligent and sustainable solutions. With this, I would like to conclude my address, and I now hand it over to Mr. Chari for his comments.
Thank you, Edward, sir. Good evening and a warm namaste to everyone. Financial year 2023 has been a challenging year for our standalone business with pressure on volumes and margins. However, our team was able to navigate the situation and close the year on a steady note. To a large extent, we not only managed to recoup our volumes but also improve our margins. At a consolidated level, we remain extremely pleased with the outcome of our acquisitions. They have yielded exceptional synergies in various aspects, including R&D, product development, market research, and personnel. Also, the chemical industry was facing a challenging period. The revenue and EBITDA for Unitop and Trashar since FY 2022 increased by 23% and 13% respectively, reaching 763.2 crores and 98.5 crores in FY 2023. These figures showcase the positive impact of our acquisitions and the successful integration of these companies into our business. Here, I am happy to share that we have successfully acquired the final tranche of Trishar, making it a wholly owned subsidiary as of 1st April 2023. Additionally, we are on track to fully acquire Unitop in the upcoming fiscal year. Looking ahead to the demand scenario in the upcoming fiscal year, we anticipate healthy growth in our HPPC segment due to new client additions a growing product portfolio and expanding market reach, including export opportunities. In the textile segment, we continue to face demand uncertainty in the near term due to global factors. However, we remain optimistic that we will see an uptick in demand on the second half of FY24. As for our AHN business, we are very bullish about its demand outlook and are confident in our ability to double its revenue over the next 2-3 years. To sum up, we remain dedicated to providing long-term value to all our stakeholders while maintaining our market position as a leading provider of intelligent and sustainable solutions. We are confident in our ability to capitalize on emerging growth opportunities in the market as we continue to innovate and evolve. On that note, I would now request Kedarji to share his perspective.
Thank you, Chavi sir, and good evening, everyone. We've closed the year on a positive note with a consistent performance in quarter four. YOY for Q4, even though the revenues were down 7%, we were able to show improvement in gross margin and maintained our GP margins at 30%. Also, the EBITDA grew by 4%, maintaining a margin of around 13.4%. For FY23, we have been able to consistently improve our performance and margins. We have ended the year with gross margins of 29% compared to 25% last year and EBITDAs of 13.5% versus 12.4% last year. Both Unitop and TriStar ended the year on a strong note, registering a top-line growth of over 20% YOY with good margins. We've been able to synergize the business between the group companies very well, be it in operations, sales, R&D, and the new business development. The impact of these synergies will further be visible in the years to come. As mentioned by Charisa, we have completed the acquisition of the additional 16% stake in TriStar, making it a 100% fully owned company as on 12th April 23. We incurred a net adjusted outgo of about 17 crores for the final tranche, and it was funded through our internal accruals. Rosari's operational and balance sheet status remains strong and robust. As of March 23, our net cash on a consolidated basis stayed at 77 crores. With the normalization of both the overall macroeconomic landscape and the RM situation, we are confident in our ability to consistently deliver healthy performance across all our business verticals in the coming years. Overall, we remain confident in our ability to deliver long-term value to our stakeholders through our focus on profitability, innovation, and growth. On that note, I would request Mansi to take you through the financials for the quarter, post which we'll be happy to take questions from your side.
Thank you, Ketan sir. Good evening, everyone. Let me provide you with a brief overview of the financial performance for the quarter and full year ended 31st March 2023. In terms of overall performance, the company's revenue for the quarter amounted to Rs. 406.5 crore as against 389.3 crore in Q3 FY23. On a standalone basis, the company's revenue from operations for Q4 FY23 was 263.6 crore as compared to 236.9 crore in Q3 FY23. Among the company's business segments, HPPC generated revenues of 1157 crore, which accounted for 70% of total company's revenue. Following HPPC, the TSC business contributed 373.2 crore, accounting for 23% of the total company's revenue. AHN also contributed 125.7 crore, making up 7% of the company's total revenue on a consolidated basis. On a standalone basis, EBITDA stood at 35.8 crore as against 31.9 crore in Q3 FY23. PAT during the quarter stood at 23.1 crore as against 17.5 crore in Q3 FY23. On a consolidated basis, EBITDA stood at 54.6 crore as against 54.2 crore in Q3 FY23. PAT during the quarter stood at 29 crore as against 25.7 crore in Q3 FY23. On a full year basis, our consolidated revenue from operations in FY23 stood at 1655.9 crore, up by 11.7% on YOY basis. Revenue from HPPC stood at 476.3 crore, contributing to 49% of revenue, followed by TSC business at 373.2 crore, contributing to 38%, and AHN at 125.7 crore, contributing 13% of total revenue. On a profitability front, EBITDA stood at 122.7 crore as against 122.8 crore in FY22. EBITDA margin stood at 12.6%. Depreciation increased to 62.9 crore owing to amortization of fair valuation on account of consolidation of subsidiary. Interest cost during the quarter during the year stood at 22.3 crore. PAT during the year stood at 107.3 crore as against 97.7 crore in FY22. From a balance sheet perspective, cash and cash equivalents during the fiscal stood at 69.8 crore. Additionally, the net cash flow from operating activities for the year was healthy, 152.54 crore. On that note, I come to the end of my opening remarks and would request the moderator to open the forum for any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on their touchtone telephone. If your questions have been answered and you wish to withdraw yourself from the queue, you may enter star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Sanjesh Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thanks for taking my question. First, on the Unitop and the TriStar, one clarification and a question. For this quarter, it looks like the subsidiaries, which is Unitop and TriStar, had a 20% YOY decline in the sales. Can you help us understand what is leading to such a sharp decline? And this is the despite the anticipation that the synergy benefit will drive the revenue growth faster. So what is the thing which is hurting the growth in the Unitop and the TriStar put together? That's number one. Number two, for FY20, I think Ketan sir did mention that the like-to-like, or I don't know, Unitop and TriStar had a 20% revenue growth for the year. So can you give us the Unitop number for FY23 similar way as we disclosed for the TriStar as well? That will be helpful. And this 20% growth is on a like-to-like basis or how it is? Yeah, these are the first three questions.
Namaste, Sanjayji. This is Sunil Chari here. TriStar, as you told in the last earnings call also, the major exports was in Europe, and Europe has been affected after the Ukraine war. And that is why we had, you know, pressure on sales and pressure on margins. One thing also we need to see is there are some new customers developed by, you know, Rosari because of synergy benefits, which you also mentioned in the presentation and earlier in calls. And when we do sales from TriStar or Unitop to Rosari, in the console it gets neutralized and there is no sales seen in Unitop or TriStar. So now our request would be to see the company on a consolidated basis, rather than standalone TriStar and Unitop basis. Unitop also traditionally, the first half is more stronger than the second half, which we always told in all our calls. And we expect the current quarter and the next quarter to be better than the earlier quarters.
And no, I'm looking at standalone minus console, I'm looking at third party sale. So any which way in the base also the inter-party relationship, inter-party transactions get negative. So on a like-to-like third-party basis, it has declined by 20%. And I don't think this will have entirely come from TriStar, because TriStar is only 200 crores of revenue per annum. And how has been the Unitop performance in that sense?
Okay, I will explain that. I'll hear sir before Ketan sir comes in. Unitop, now we were sourcing ethoxylates totally from outside. We were sourcing it from other companies. Now this sourcing has come from Unitop. And again, because if we buy from outside, then you know there is no issues. But if you buy from Unitop or TriStar, in the consolidated, that gets knocked off. Hence you see, you know, the lower sales because the material has come to, you know, and because this is, we were buying from outside and it has come as come into Rosari, it is not seen as sales of Rosari because it is coming from Unitop.
No, I understand that, Tarish, but I'm telling you, I'm talking about third party sales. that looks like decline, and we thought that there is enough headroom within the capacity to meet the demand for the rosary in that case. Is it my right understanding that you are telling that we compromise or we sold less to third party to service more to rosary parent? Is that the right understanding?
No, any new customer which is generated because of synergy, and if it is a customer of rosary, the sales happen through rosary wherever it is manufactured, whether manufactured at TriStar or whether manufactured Unitop.
Okay. That means you're telling me the rosary lot of sales in the standalone what we look at is also because of Unitop and TriStar. It's not purely on a like-to-like basis to compare. The standalone is delivering that growth. Is that a fair understanding?
No, understand, because what we were doing is, if there was a Unitop freight and we were buying it from outside and selling it to our customers, now we are buying this from Unitop. So it is not that standalone is not growing. Standalone is growing, standalone has grown, but the purchase has happened from Unitop and that is knocked off in the console.
No, I understand that, Karishar. What you are telling, I understand. I am telling it would have been true even for the base year also, right? For the last year, Q4 FY22.
No. Last year, Unitop mein EO available nahi tha. EO ka bahut shortage tha, toh hum log last year, August tak, hum unhne 1 kilo bhi Unitop se kharida nahi tha.
नहीं वही बोल रहा हूँ, वो आपने खरीदा नहीं होगा तो वो इंटरेस्ट पार्टी में आया नहीं होगा. मतलब डिस्पाइट यू पेइंग द यूओ हैज ईज्ड एंड इवन देन आवर सेल्स ऑन अ लाइक टू लाइक बेसिस इज डिक्लाइन.
आई डू नॉट अंडरस्टैंड द क्वेश्चन. मेरा हम लोग ऐसा है कि इफ यू आर बाइंग योर प्रोडक्ट फ्रॉम आउटसाइड वी स्टार्टेड बाइंग फ्रॉम यूनिटॉप एंड इफ यू आर बाइंग यू नो
इट बाय It doesn't impact the mathematics of it.
No. For example, if you see, our textile business has degrown, but the standalone, business is still strong in HPPC and textiles. The raw material has come from Unitop and TriStar.
Let me take this offline. I think I'll take this offline.
Okay.
And the second question is. But continues. What is the revenue EBITDA for the Unitop for FY23?
FY23, Sanjesh, Unitop's revenue is 554 crores.
Okay.
EBITDA is about 81 crores.
81 crores. And Ketan sir, in your opening remark, you talked about 20% YOY growth in the acquisition company. Mm-hmm. Can you help us understand whether you're talking on a like-to-like basis or there is lesser revenue being recognized because we bought it in the mid of the year last year, right?
So what I said was on a like-to-like basis. In the accounts, it will be for 7 months, but just for giving you a flavor of the growth that has come in, it is on a like-to-like basis. So Unitop's revenue, as I said, 554 crores in the current year. It was about 454 crores in last full year.
Okay. Fair enough. Second on the, I know there has been too much of a price volatility in FY23 for us to appreciate the performance. Can you help us understand what was the volume growth in FY23 to understand how have we done for FY23? That's number one. And number two is on the gross profit. I think sequentially there is a sharp drop in the raw material prices. Even mathematically, the margin should have gone up if the gross profit per kg was protected. But what we are seeing is the sequential decline in the margin. Was there any inventory losses because of a very steep fall, or why there is a decline versus a growth in the margin?
Sanjesh, as we explained, in the last call, our raw material prices have fallen if you compare 21-22 to 22-23. Similarly, if raw material prices have fallen, the finished goods prices would have fallen. Now, on a like-to-like basis, Unitop ka jo baat kar rahe the, 20% we have grown in spite of falling of raw material prices. And so you can see the growth in Unitop, which aapko lag raha tha ki nahi ho raha hai. Unitop has grown and there would be at least 10-15% fall in raw material prices. So, आप 574 देख रहे हैं, उसके अंदर 10% डालोगे तो 600 करोड़ का, अगर 21-22 का फिनिश गुड्स का प्राइस पकड़ेंगे तो 600 करोड़ यूनिट ऑफ पहुंच गया. तो यूनिट ऑफ
क्वार्टरली एग्जिट बेसिस में पूछ रहा था सर.
हाँ सर,
अच्छा एग्जिट बेसिस पे डिक्लाइन है, Q4 टू Q4 डिक्लाइन है, दिस 20% ग्रोथ इज फॉर द फुल ईयर.
नहीं बिकॉज आपको वो कंसोल में नॉकअप हो जाता है ना इसके लिए.
नहीं नहीं उसको मैं आपको ऑफलाइन लेता हूँ. माय क्वेश्चन वाज मोर ऑन द मार्जिन एंड द FY23 वॉल्यूम्स.
राइट राइट. एंड द वॉल्यूम्स आपको हमने बताया कि वॉल्यूम्स यू आर नॉट एबल टू वर्क आउट बिकॉज प्रोडक्ट मिक्स चेंजेस फ्रॉम क्वार्टर टू क्वार्टर, प्रोडक्ट टू प्रोडक्ट, डिविजन टू डिविजन. सो वॉल्यूम्स यू आर नेवर एबल टू यू नो मेजर इन रोजारी. And measuring volumes quarter to quarter or even year on year quarter to quarter is not very easy for us.
Fair. And on the margin, what is, why the margins have declined despite a fall in the raw material prices? I think automatically the margins aise hi upar chale jate and then you got just benefit of raw material pricing falling in, coming into your margin. So why there is a decline in the margins at the gross profit level on the sequential basis?
Sanjeev here, let me try to explain this. See, a few quarters back, you know, we had started doing a lot of cross-selling and synergizing of the sales operations across the group. So in the last quarter and the quarter before that, we have started doing routing a lot of sales of TriStar and Unitop through the Rosari network of customers and distributors. So that, as we have said, we want to move these customers onto the Rosari band and start doing that from this year itself, so that post, you know, whenever we bring all the companies under one umbrella, we are able to, you know, use that Rosari band and the customers know about that. And that is what is happening now quarter on quarter. Now, as most of these sales are getting billed now through Rosari, so part of the margins are getting booked at Rosari and part of the margins are getting booked at the subsidiary level, because the transfer is happening at a transfer pricing arm's length basis. So the request would be that the ideal way to now start looking at the numbers is on a consolidated level, because certain part of the margins will remain in RBL and certain part of the margins will remain in the subsidiary. So we should look at the consolidated numbers to understand the entire margin profile of all the companies. And the other reason, of course that's not the gross margin, but quarter on quarter on a consolidated level, if you see, the EBITDAs have fallen slightly because in this quarter, since we bought out, of course, the stake was bought out in post in April, but we had done the full and final settlement of some of the senior directors in TriStar, and that one-time substantial impact is also factored into the other expenses, which has also impacted the EBITDA for this quarter, not showing, so it remains stagnant at about 54-55 crores.
How much was that? Wo kitna tha?
Wo kuch, I think it was about 2.5-3 crores we had given to a couple of the directors as their full and final settlement.
Which is not part of the payment, which is part of the OPEX.
Ah, yes.
Got it. And Ketan sir, on the same note, even sequentially on a consolidated basis, the gross profit margin has come off by 40 bps. It's not as high as it is in the standalone, but here also the margins have come off by 40 bps. I think it was a scope for a margin expansion just because of the arithmetic.
Yeah, so Sanjay, see, in TriStar, we have been hit significantly on the export side, and to that extent, the export margins in TriStar have been quite strong. But okay, with the Europe exports coming down significantly, that's kind of impacting the overall gross margins. So once the exports in TriStar picks up, I think we should see some of these margin improvements coming through.
Got it. And So two last questions from my side. One on the textile side, is worst is behind? Because I can see sequentially we have grown by 10%. And how should we see textile? Because we still sound slightly cautious on the textile side. Well, the numbers have sequentially been very good. And second, on the animal health and nutrition, it looks like suddenly firing. What is driving such a strong growth in AHN business?
So the textile segment, Sanjesh, is still facing some headwinds. While we had a better quarter this year, but we are still being cautious because we are seeing the market is still quite sluggish. We were able to add some new products during this quarter, which helped us do a little better than Q3. Now, what we understand from the customers in the market, and that's what we would like to currently go with, is that the demand should start picking up from the second half of this year. So that's what the understanding is as of now.
Okay.
Textile has been acting a little crazy over the last 1 year, so every time we think that if the worst is over, it really doesn't happen that. But currently, this is what the understanding is. And on the AHN front, I think we've ended the year on a strong note, almost hitting 126 crores. We expect this business now to maintain its growth trajectory. We've added some new customers. We've added new products. So we've gone into the vitamins and the mineral space quite aggressively now. We're also setting up a small capex for the vitamin premix setup at Dahej, and that's still a few months away, but we anticipate that once that comes through, then from the later half of Q2 and Q3, we should see some good sales in the second half of this year with this capex coming through. So we are quite bullish on the AHN.
Got it. Thanks for answering all the questions, and best of luck for the coming quarter.
Sanjay ji.
Haan, sir.
Abhi Tristar ka bhi aap growth dekhoge na, so year on year Tristar, even after phenol prices and phenoxyethanol prices coming down, on a year on year basis we have grown 27% from 164 crores, like on like basis, to 209 crores. In spite of Europe going down, we have been able to get some good customers who are new customers which Rosari has brought in. And because part of the business profits would have gone into Rosari because sales were Rosari, hence the margin can differ. But even after falling finished goods prices, we have done well at Tristar.
Sunil sir, I completely appreciate the yearly performance. It looks very strong. I'm telling exit looks on a weaker footing because at least the number talks about a decline for the Q4. I completely take your point for the full year. We have done fantastic. I'm no debating that. I'm not debating on that part of the point.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have the next question from the line of Nitin Tiwari from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I hope I'm audible. Sir, my question is related to the HPPC segment. So you've highlighted that textiles, we are still facing headwinds, and you've given a positive commentary on AHN. So how is the HPPC segment looking for FY24? And because in the past 4 quarters, at least, we have seen a declining trend of revenue. So my first query was that. Secondly, why is that let's say that on a standalone basis, the numbers look sort of steady for the segment, but when consolidated with the subsidiary, there's a decline that we see consistently across the past 4 quarters. And related to that, you had earlier alluded to basically a large customer now not being part of our portfolio. So have we completely recovered that loss of revenue, or we are still in the process?
So I'll just quickly take you through. So HPPC, as we had said that we lost one large customer who was there in our numbers till last quarter, or at least part of last quarter. Current quarter we have no sales from that customer, so that's one of the reasons why, you know, we have not seen the growth in SPPC as we had planned. But however, I think we've been able to maintain our sales number in spite of the absence of a large account. Going forward, I think to cover up this, we've added a large number of customers in the detergent industry. So large number of smaller customers are getting now added in that space. Also, we are working in some of the new segments of paints and paper. So one of the large MNCs that we've started now working with is HUL, and a lot of the supply of ingredients for the detergents have started. We've already started working with them in two of their plants. I think over this year we will add a few more plants going forward. And of course, with the agro, overall the agro piece also growing, I think within the couple of quarters we should be able to cover up this entire piece of loss that we have incurred.
To add here to Ketan sir, I'm Chari here. Our HPPC now on a console basis 70% of sales, and textile is 23%, and AHN is 8%. So as we said, that we have to look at it on a consolidated basis. 2 years back, we were 50% in HPPC of the total sales. Now we are at 70%, and we expect this to still become better.
Great. Sir, just let you know, thanks for that answer, actually, for that guidance. Just like, you know, wanted to have this understanding around HPPC segment in terms of the segmentation if we look at. So although you said that, like, we should be looking at it from a consolidated perspective, but nonetheless, why is that? Like, you know, on a standalone basis, the segment looks steady, but when we consolidate with the subsidiary accounts, then there is a decline that we see, sharper decline rather, that we see, like, you know, on a sequential basis as well as on a YOY basis. So just wanted to understand that how is the same business segment getting different traction in standalone entity and the subsidiary? And correct my understanding if it's wrong.
No, you are right. In the consolidated, the HPPC has quarter on quarter seen a slight decline. And as we have said, that's mainly because of Q4, doing a lower exports from TriStar. So that is what has impacted the HPPC segment quarter on quarter.
Okay. So, the large customer that we lost was with the standalone entity, right? And we have grown despite, like, you know, that large customer not being there in the fourth quarter. And we have, so does that, I mean, imply that you have practically made up for all the lost revenues to the accounts that you, been alluded to in the so small detergent manufacturers plus HUL?
Yes, so this quarter we have, in Q3 also that customer was there only for about, I think, a month and a half. So we only had a few shipments, so not that deep was there. But if you see our last year number, then you will get probably a better idea. Q4 of last year had a significantly larger chunk of that sales. So
okay, got it. Sure, sir, I get back in
the
Yes. Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Aditya Chheda from InCred Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, Aditya here from InCred. A couple of questions. One, on the interest cost, the cash cost has been 6 crore and the reported is 22. What would that be for 24 going ahead? How much of that is to be accounted for?
can you come again? We didn't quite get your question. Something on interest cost you asked.
Yeah, so the interest cost which we reported for this year has been 22 crores. A part of that is an accounting entry for consolidating the M&A companies. So what would that be for the subsequent years, for 24?
So 24 would be, as of now, it will come down because currently we have about 74 crores of loan in our books, so 20 crores of working capital and all. So it will be sequentially, it will come down. We've given that bifurcation in that's why we've given that bifurcation in our presentation of what is the normal interest cost and what's the interest cost because of the deferred consideration. So for the next year, I think as of now, we should be same as what is there in FY23. It will be slightly lower than that, what it is in the current year. I don't have the exact number now.
Got it. Next, could you share the capacity utilization across the company and if for TriStar and UnitTop you have separately?
Yeah, so, on an overall company level, I think we are at utilization of about 50-55% across most of our plants.
Got it. And if I look forward for FY24, so you mentioned in your opening remarks, but most of it is, this is on the growth drivers across segments. Could you allude to what should be the growth drivers going ahead for all the three different segments? And if there are any product specific growth drivers or customer specific growth drivers in terms of wallet share, which you are sort of looking forward to, and if you can share on what are the key growth drivers you're looking for FY24.
Hi, I'm Edward here. So there in various verticals, we have elaborate plans for the next couple of years. One of the important verticals that we want to grow, and we have been mentioning that we want to double this in the next 2 to 3 years, is the animal health and nutrition segment. Ketan sir has mentioned in the opening remarks that a small capex is being done here, and we are putting in place a premix plant. This premix plant will help us improve our quality and also make the product line a continuous product line for vitamins, for mineral mixes, as well as for enzymes. Then in the animal health and nutrition, we've already developed a range of products for the aqua business, and the business development is the next step. Business development in this vertical has already started. And we have introduced glycerides and esters for gut health and to reduce antibiotics. This will be another big blockbuster for us. And we've also installed a granulation facility at the plant. This is primarily done to increase our efficiency of granulation as well as a product differentiation. In the HPPC segment, in addition to the anti-depression product for powder, we've developed an excellent product, anti-depression product for liquid detergent, because the normal ARDs, as we call the anti-depression products, are not compatible with liquid detergents. Here we've developed a product and we've got good traction for these products. In the water treatment chemicals in HPPC, we focused on the textile industry, in the CETPs for the textile industry, and this has yielded very good results for us. We've also entered the textile, technical textile coating industry. Business development is in full swing and it has given us very good traction. In the coating chemicals that we do in HPPC for paints, paper, ceramic, as well as pharma tablet coating, we have introduced a few new products which are silane modified, which are better scrub and properties. And we've seen good enthusiasm from the paint industry for this product. In the pharma tablet coating, we have received FDA approval for these products, and production is likely to start in the coming quarter. If you look at the textile, synergistically, we have started manufacturing the silicone oils as well as the block silicones in-house. And this has increased the flexibility for Rosari and also made us more competitive here. In the yarn lubricant silicone, yarn lubricant segment for silicones, we have developed a product for yarn lubricant, which is a silicone wax, and a small capex for sonolator or homogenizing equipment is in place. In thin finishes also, there is steady progress. We started this about a year ago, and we have made good progress in the POY, FDY, polypropylene and polyamide space. A new product line has been introduced in the additives for regenerated cellulose, which is Lyocell. And we started this business development and acquired a few companies there. Similarly, in the agro space, focuses on development of emulsifiers for new trends, where a combination of technicals is used. And very exciting business that we have entered is the silicone super wetters, and we have also started doing some capex here to scale up. So there are many other initiatives that we have taken, but I have given you a small gist of what we are doing and how the business development is going.
Fair. Adding to another question which I had, so we mentioned about choosing better margin products. Now, with customers such as HUL coming in, where predominantly a premium player in terms of detergents versus someone like a Buddy, which we used to cater, how are you looking at this market? Where do you think the premiumization has already played out, or it would sort of continue to play out, and that would help you to sort of deliver higher realization products going ahead? If you have any comments on that or any outlook on that.
So the ingredients that we manufacture, most of the raw materials and the technology is our own, and therefore we definitely have a cost advantage over other manufacturers, and we hope that we will make decent margins with the ingredients to the detergent industry. Earlier, actually our hands were tied and we could not go country-wise or even to the Southeast Asian countries, but with the new situation, where now we are free to sell our ingredients to all India as well as to the neighboring countries, you would have seen that we have been doing well even though we lost the large customer. So in addition to that, the margins also would be more here, because we've been able to launch a battery of products here, whereas in the previous regime we had only one product and we were restricted to that product.
Got it. And last question from my end. So for Rosari standalone, the asset turns were as high as 6-7 times. Or this is just on the reported gross block numbers, and the subsidiary have a little lower asset turns. So on a console basis, given the growth profile is very similar across all the three segments, is four times a good asset turn number to work with on a console number going ahead, with what gross block we have currently, 4-5 times, or what is the number you are looking at?
Yeah, I think currently for the next year, we can go with a number of 4-5 times. But our plan is that, as the business ramps up, we do not plan to add much to the gross block in the next at least 2-3 years. So if we are able to ramp up the business as planned, I think this asset turn number, we should see a good improvement. Probably 2 years down the line, we should see a good improvement on this.
Got it. So the reason I was asking is that we are already at 450 crores of gross block, and at say 4 4.5 times, we'd be at the 2,000 crore top line which we are envisaging. So can you help with the what would be the capex for next 2 years? As if you have any number, 40-50 crores is the number for 24 and 25.
Yes, ideally we should be around that number itself. For at least for next year, we will be around that number.
Got it. Got it. Thanks. That's it from my end.
Thank
you. Thank you. Before we move to the next question, we would like to remind participants to ask a question. You may enter star and one. We have the next question from the line of SM Kumar, an investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question regarding beta-manage enzyme, monobac, like that, any kind of enzyme product can we expect next 1 year?
For the enzyme product, actually we are working on a product which is a bio product basically, which will be used as a surfactant. So we are using, we are working on this kind of a product, and we are excited that we'll be able to introduce this product in a few months' time.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Participants, if you have a question, you may enter star and one. We have the next question from the line of Nitin Tiwari from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again, sir. Can you just repeat the revenue and the EBITDA number for Unitop and TriStar separately?
Unitop this year was 554 crores. And
right.
TriStar was 209 crores.
And the EBITDA for Unitop was, I think, 81 crores, right? So what was the same for TriStar?
81 and TriStar was 18.
18. And the same figures for last year, sir? Please.
Last full year, Unitop was 454 crores.
Okay.
TriStar was, I think, 164 crores.
164 crores. And EBITDA numbers, sir, for both of them?
Unitop was 69.
Okay.
And TriStar was 70.
70. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, if you have a question, you may enter star and one. We have the next question from the line of Ashish Upganlawar from InvestQ Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for this. Sir, to gauge whatever is happening based on the commentary that we've heard from you throughout this call, there are different moving parts and different segments and even subsidiaries and your standalone. So to sum up everything, how do we read into the coming year, FY24? And should we, because see, there are a lot of volatilities in the raw material cost and the pricing and stuff. So looking at only the top line in terms of numbers and EBITDA margins, it becomes difficult to make a picture of the company in terms of growth. So we are stuck around at 100 crores of bottom line or 110 crores for quite some time now. So what should we expect over the coming couple of years from you?
Yeah, namaste, Chari Bazaar. So what we did is, you know, we had a loss of one big customer which we have recouped. The focus seems to be growth in HPPC. As you know, we are into four chemistries with surfactant, acrylic, enzyme and silicones. The surfactant chemistry seems to be something which is picking up steam, you know, every passing day. Exports is something which is, you know, picking speed every passing year. If you see our exports last year was 264 crores and this year was 380 crores. The HPPC anyways has gone from 966 crores to 1156 crores. So this year, you know, we would see HPPC increasing further. The textile, we were at 373 crores and this we export, you know, not very big growth. HN should do very well this year. So on a whole, what is that we are looking at is not top line. What is that we are not looking at is EBITDA percentage. What is we are looking at is EBITDA is absolute amount. So our internal target is 20% growth in EBITDA over the consolidated EBITDA which was there. That is the focus area. Baki percentage could be one of the we are not focusing. Last year we had a lot of setbacks in terms of textile industry did not do well. The Ukraine war created a lot of issues. We lost a big customer, and generally the FG prices and the raw material prices came down. But there is still a swing going up and down in the raw material based on supply and demand of our raw materials. Consequently, the prices of raw material, our finished goods are going up and down also. We learned a lesson from 2021, 22 and 22, 23 that we will not do any forward positions. We will not do any long contracts with our customers. And we hold to this position that we will not do this. We have been always prudent that we do not do very big positions in raw material. And if you see our inventory levels and working capital levels are in a very, very good and very disciplined, which we have been there for the last 25 years. Similarly, Forex we have never hedged, and we will never hedge also. In terms of operations, this year we want to merge our companies. Trashcar is already 100% owned subsidiary. Unitop will be in August, and we'll start the process of mergers. And hopefully by 31st March 2024, we will be one consolidated entry instead of Rosary having two subsidiaries. The growth from HPC segment in various industries would continue to do well, agro, home and personal care, and then performance chemicals. All these three segments we see, a healthy demand outlook for the coming financial year. AHN has a smaller base, and it is now at 125 crores. So we should see the highest growth as a percentage in the AHN this year.
Okay, so basically we are looking at 20% EBITDA growth, that's the bottom line. And given that there is no additional capex and depreciation, everything should be under control. So you should be gunning for a 25% kind of bottom line growth this year.
20%? 30% is something which we have projected in in our own budget.
Okay, sir. All the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the floor back to the management for closing comments. Please go ahead.
So thank you. I hope we have been able to answer all your questions satisfactorily. Should you need any further clarifications or would like to know more about the company, please feel free to contact our team or CDR India. Thank you once again for taking the time to join us on this call. Good evening to all.
Thank you, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Rosari Biotech Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.